Saúl.
Ah, gracias por venir.
Sí, qué placer haber venido a tu trabajo.
Okay, it's 13 after 7. We have a quorum. Manuel is here. Ms. Vincent is here. Jessica is here. Esau is here. And Rhyme is here. So this meeting is now called to order. So we have a quorum. We're going to have one item on the agenda, which is to vote to apply to the City of Houston yard ordinance. And we also have to approve the minutes. Now, at our last meeting in August, we had a quorum. Persons present were myself, Ms. Vincent, Donaldo, Rhyme, and Alexis. And the board approved the following. We approved the amendments to the bylaws. And incidentally, they've already been recorded with the county. Voted to approve appointment of a first vice president and treasurer and realignment of officers and board pending approval of amendments, the approval. So because we did approve the amendments, the officers now are myself, president, Ms. Vincent, vice president, Elisa Cifuentes, treasurer, Jessica Ramirez, secretary, Sally Wickers, director, Esau Cruz, director, Donaldo, director, Rhyme, director, Alexis, director, and Francisco, director. Old business, it took a while because rentals management has not really been very cooperative, but I finally managed to file with the Secretary of State, so that's taken care of. Our insurance for directors and for the Civic Club has been paid. So, do I hear a motion to adopt the agenda? Or any discussion? No problem? Do I hear a motion?
I motion to adopt the agenda.
Second?
I do.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Okay, it's approved. Okay, we have one item on the agenda to apply to the City of Houston yard ordinance. This is just the first step. The actual process can be very timely. The process itself is fairly complicated. I believe that's one of the reasons it's never been, it actually was attempted in 2012. It got rejected by the city and they never tried again. So
why was it rejected by the city?
It doesn't say. But there's a record from the city says that it got rejected. It could be, it's, if you don't follow all the process of doing it the way they want you to, they'll reject it.
Right. Once probably be some kind of bureaucratic.
Assuming you get past that, city council has to approve it. And then they have to be sending out notices. We have to put up 4 signs in 4 locations. So it's not something that, you know, we approve it today, it's a done deal. It could be months before it happens. If it happens, you know, I'm going to do the application. Hopefully I'll do it right and we can get at least past the bureaucrats and get it to city council. But then it'll be a while. Several months.
So what happens if that passes?
All that passes is that we now become part of about 300 other neighborhoods that are in the city's yard ordinance. Now we have over 3,000 civic clubs in the city. Mm-hmm. Well, there's only about 300 that have been approved. And probably because if you don't have a board, then the actual community has to gather signatures, which is much harder. If we adopt this, it makes it easier because, you know, I'll submit the minutes. submitted with the application, and so we don't have to gather signatures from the community.
And I don't think the reaction that we'll be getting from the police will be anything different, right? They're just going to talk to them.
The way the city ordinance is set up is when it's reported, they'll come out, not necessarily the same day. We don't have a lot of police officers in the city. It may be a week, it may be a few days. They'll come the first time, they'll knock at the door. They'll tell them that they can't do that. Preferably, they want pictures so that they can go and show the persons that live there, look, you can't do this. The second time, they can issue a citation for $150.
So the same as now. That's what they do.
Well, no, because now we don't have the, we should not call the police to report it because we're not in that program.
But that's what they said when they were here. You can just report it and we'll come and we'll talk to them.
Well, if we were in the program.
No, we're pretty much sure.
No, it's because they didn't realize that we're not in the program.
Oh, I see.
So if they were to issue a ticket and we're not in the program, it would get dismissed. So they don't, you know, the police officers, they don't know which neighborhoods are in there. And Sharpstown has some of the sections, not all of the sections in it. Larkwood, which is down the street on Bissonnette, is in it. And I believe there's maybe one or two other neighborhoods that are in it. So it's not all of them. And Sharpstown, it's not all of Sharpstown. Sharpstown has quite a few sections. But it does give the people the ability to, if somebody's parking on the grass, to report it. That's the mean we have to go out and report it. They didn't vote us to be police. So, you know, if it bothers somebody else, they can report it.
What are the exceptions to that? What can they do to mend the problem if they were to park there?
Well, actually, it's up to us. But the city says we have to allow them to we have to allow them a method to where they can either have something where they can park their car, which includes just those big blocks of concrete that you can put on there. City says they can do it with asphalt.
How far from the end of the
park? That's entirely up to us.
Okay.
That's entirely up to us. Now,
also, the material and the weight is entirely up to us. It could be the big slabs, it could be gravel, it could be...
Now, if they do concrete, they have to get a permit. I don't believe they have to get permits for the others.
Okay.
And, you know, Ryan and I drove around this neighborhood. There's actually, we saw four, there may be more, houses that have either bricks, concrete blocks, or gravel on the side of their driveways, and that's where they're parking their cars. Some of them I know for a fact have been there for a long time. So, if nothing has been said to those people and they've been allowed to do that, I don't see where we could prohibit other people from doing the same thing. So, but first we would have to get accepted. Any more questions?
I was curious about the step process. I know we have to put out notices, and then is there a vote
Well, the way it works is people would actually have to complain that they don't want the ordinance.
Okay.
Residents, homeowners.
Enough people, like 51% or?
Well, they're going to send letters out to the entire neighborhood. The city sends the letters.
Okay.
Now, we have to notify the community, assuming we get accepted, we have to notify the community through either email, letters, or a newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
So like the newsletter that we drop off at every house, that would be sufficient to let them know that it's happening.
And they would have to, so it's like a, they, if they don't say they don't want it, the assumption is that the neighborhood does want it, since they've already, since we've already flagged it. I'm just trying to get that.
Usually what happens is,
it's more like an opt out than an opt in.
No, it's not an opt in. Most people are not going to complain and say they don't want it. That's just
right.
That's just not the way people are.
Right.
So, in fact, if they knew, I'll give you an example. That diverter, you'd be surprised how many people, if they had another chance to vote on it, would vote not to have it.
The what?
The diverter, you know where you have to...
Oh, the diverter.
Because they didn't know the impact that it was going to have. So people are just not going to do that. That's not something they normally
right.
do.
I personally like it.
No, but, you know, it's...
That's because I live on that street and I was being affected. So.
And it cut down a little bit of the traffic on Braeburn Glen.
I think it cut down a lot.
But you got to remember that...
But now the traffic goes other places.
All those streets that were on the other side, west of Braeburn Glen, all get more traffic. Mahoning and Valley View and Kennard get a lot more traffic. So, you know, you shift this problem somewhere else.
Right.
And in fact, the two streets that were getting the most traffic were Nairn and Reamer.
Right.
And in fact, Reamer is now getting a lot of traffic. So,
really?
Usually
I'm curious because, like, in Reamer, you have to go all the way around. I mean,
no, that's Nairn.
Oh, Nairn, you have to go all the way around, but Reamer, you have to go down.
Actually, Reamer, the traffic was cut down because they have to
right.
make that
curve. Right, they have to make the little turn.
Yeah, but Reamer is now getting most of the traffic.
I'm not so sure, maybe the traffic, but I feel like the speeding, like people would race up and down Braeburn Glen on a regular. Like it was really bad.
Okay.
I guess because I live on Braeburn Glen, I would hear it and see it.
The speed humps help.
I mean, when I maybe, but I can see people fly over those speed humps.
Oh, God.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it helps a little bit.
Oh, of course. I mean, you could hear it. I already knew. You could, I'm like, I would hear it in my house. I'm like, oh, somebody else.
I didn't know it was there.
Yeah, because you can't really, it kind of blends in. Like, they haven't been painted in a while, so you can't really see those lines. So
I think the painting would be up to us.
Well,
let's paint it.
Well, it's
we have to look
at the prices because those are special paints.
Yeah, you have to get the special
reflective stuff
and stuff that stays on, like because it's got to be all weather.
Yeah,
it's got to be a specific type.
So it can be pretty expensive. So. I mean, I'm not against that, but we do have to look at the
cushions. Put cushions in the cushion,
no,
and then
no.
they can't miss it.
It'll break their car.
Well, they used to, they used to make them where they were
very
like,
steepy.
Oh yeah, those were, I remember. Certain neighborhoods still have those.
Except I think the city got sued because some cars would get damaged.
Yeah. So that's why they have to have more of a slope.
Okay, so the process is long.
Yes.
And it might not even happen. And the thing itself is not that bad because who's hurting from cars on the grass? Really? So there's no cause, I guess.
I feel like if it's an issue that a large percentage of the community has, then I feel like it should be addressed somehow, right? Like, and I think over time, my concern personally is like, I've seen the yards that where people do, you can tell they, over time, they're all like, the yards are all beat up, right? Because they park on them. So with the rain and everything, like it just doesn't, it turns into a really rough looking yard.
On Sagamon.
Yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
If they have a gathering, every single person parks their car in the front yard.
And it's mostly dirt right now.
Not only that, they cross the cut across the driveway of the neighbors.
Well, yes. As I have been doing that, then driving on the street both ways, like both sides, and then indicates us needing an emergency vehicle going in or whatever, that would be...
Well, that would be fine if it was like on occasion, but they park their car there on a regular. Like, they have parties there quite a bit. Or they have large gatherings there quite a bit. From my... Because I go around them myself. And so, like... And there's a few houses, like, that... I guess they have gatherings and they just leave their beer cans out. That one really drives me nuts. It's just because it's like, you know...
Oh, yeah. I know, I know what you're talking about. We have a house on the block, our block, that does that. And whenever it gets windy, it all ends up in my front yard.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, exactly. So,
like today, I had to pick up some stuff.
So, I mean, me personally, I'm like, I feel like it does reflect on the whole of the neighborhood.
And most of these houses where they're doing that, they're rent houses. So, you know, getting people to...
What's wrong with people renting houses?
No. The problem is renters are less likely
to care.
Yes. And, you know, not always true, but they're less likely to care. So, and again, it's... What percentage of the community would want this? I have no idea. But remember, the city's going to send out letters. They get to say something. So it's not like we decide and it's a done deal. They get a voice.
Okay.
Okay. Any more questions? Comments? All those in favor of us applying for the yard ordinance? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, Saul?
Yes.
Ms. Vincent? Yes.
Nay.
Nay. Yes. Passes 4-1.
What you're saying is if there's any people doing something that y'all consider wrong, you'll be sending them a letter?
No.
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 This is only for parking on the grass.
Only for what?
Parking on the grass. And I didn't know that. I think people should be allowed to do it.
Okay, so if they park on the grass, y'all going to send them a letter and tell them to do it?
In fact, using the newsletter, we can notify and telling them that, you know, if it gets approved, that if it gets reported to the city, they can get a $150 ticket per vehicle.
Right. So right now we can do it, but it's not enforceable. And they can just go to court and dismiss it because we're not a part of that program.
Yeah, before the city gets informed, could we be nice enough to give them a letter and tell them not to do it?
I mean, I think...
Well, yes and no. For instance, anyone can report it to the police. So if we don't know about it, we can't send them a letter.
Okay, so if one of the neighbors reported that it's
yes.
on hand.
Yes. It, but it would, you know, it, because we don't know about it, we can't send them a letter ahead of time. But what I can do is warn them, like on the newsletter.
Which I think has been done. I think you did that in one of the...
Well, I've been...
That management companies took pictures and everything and kept sending letters.
But even then, like, if you can send the letter, and people may... If they want to fight it, they'll fight it because it's the court.
I just think that they should be warned instead of just, you know, giving a fine.
We don't know.
Well, the police don't give them a fine the first time. They go knock at the doors and talk to them.
Oh, they'll talk to them?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
no,
the
they don't.
Time.
The first time.
Okay.
And they may do it a second time.
I just want to be kind to the people.
I totally understand that. And I think that, like, the knock on the door and notifying them the first time. And I don't even think, to be honest with you, like, you know, we can continue to put in the newsletters as a whole as a reminder to folks. But I also feel like if it's consistent, and people have, like, knocked on the doors, and it's a problem, not just for the, like, for their neighbors, like, if they're parking in, like, where they're starting to park and it goes into their neighbor's yards and things like that. I think, I have to be honest with you, what is going to, most people only pay attention if you hit their pocketbook. Mm-hmm. Giving them, like, a slap on the wrist really doesn't do a lot. And